Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hi, everybody. Glad you've tuned in on this rather soggy Saturday. Gee, what's surprising about that? Here we are, 93.3 FM, Freedom 93, our home station. Glad you've tuned in because we've got Buddy Holzhauser, who is with the Rainbow Rehab Incorporated Ministry, a nonprofit organization. And Dina Talks Tally. Dina Mims will be with us. Lexi and Sonia have events in a minute. Lots of good stuff lined up for you, so be sure to stay tuned here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years, and by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Peter.
Wow, you really going after those carrots.
Yeah, so?
Well, you gotta slow down.
Oh, no. You're right.
Must be the Roberts.
What? Roberts?
Yeah, Roberts Topsoil and Compost.
Farmer Brown is a genius.
Grow your garden with the best from Roberts Sand Company. Call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
So we're talking with Buddy Holzhauser here this morning, Rainbow Rehab Incorporated. That's a great organization. Going to learn about that effort to take rehabbed houses. They find old houses that have become uninhabitable and buy them and then fix them up and then find low-income families that can buy them under agreeable terms. What a great organization they are. We're going to learn about them. And in the headlines, of course, this week has been all about the rain. What did we read earlier? Something about the amount of rainfall going on. In fact, only 22 days into July, and Tallahassee has already exceeded its normal rainfall for the month by nearly 3 inches. So we're making up for 10 years of drought here in about 3 months. Be that as it may, while the rain is falling, the controversy regarding the Zimmerman case continues, and being the state capital, here we are in the middle of that whole discussion. And so you find folks now who are working within the system, doing what we are proposed to do. And after 1 week of petitioning Governor Rick Scott for a special session to address Florida's Stand Your Ground law, racial profiling, and the school-to-prison pipeline, protesters now are planning to hold a mock legislative session where they're going to introduce the Trayvon's Law in an effort to make changes to the Florida system, which is kind of how it's supposed to go. Would you agree? We have the opportunity. And how many places in the world could you protest in such a fashion and not face some kind of recrimination? But here, we like the idea that people are allowed to disagree and express that opinion in ways that are productive and constructive over time for us all, that we eventually then find a better solution. So there you go. Those are some of the things that we're dealing with here in the week, and we're glad that you're a part of making this show so special. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny is what it's all about. We like to know what you're talking about, and to help us out with that, we have our very own Dina Mims, who is standing by as Dina Talks Tally. How are you, my friend? It's good to see you.
I'm great. Everybody's complaining about the rain, but I'm actually happy about it because it feels like Jackson back up. So luckily, I'm on the radio and not where people
we're
can
making
throw
up for
10
years
me.
Of drought in one summer.
That's right.
So
and that's okay. My flowers are outrageous.
What have you got going on? There's so much now that's happening, huh?
Well, it's starting to gear back up again. You know, we're in the dog days, but there were some really interesting things that I thought that people needed to know about on this soggy Saturday. If you have not visited Art in the Park lately, that's not the official name. It's the downtown park that goes on that has food and performances and tons of art. And this weekend, today, a little bit later than today, from 11 to 2, you'll hear music for free. You can purchase food from the food trucks and the vendors. You'll have Fired Up Pizza and Valhalla Grill there. The Lake Ella Merchants Group and the Tallahassee Food Truck are sponsoring this event. And really, come look at the art. Get the kids out. Air yourself out while you have a few hours of sunshine before the daily rain. Just a reminder to go and visit Saturday Park, because when it gets to be winter, we'll lose it, and then you'll have lost your chance this summer if you don't hit it again.
Good thinking. Yes.
So that's from 11 to 2 right downtown. Tonight, I thought this was very cool. Toots Lorraine, who I'd actually heard a lot about, and the Traffic, is going to be coming back for a much-anticipated return appearance tonight at Bradfordville Blues Club. And that's a five-piece retro-style jazz-infused blues ensemble. They're going to be playing Swing and Jump, which I actually know a little bit about because we did that on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty, but we did it. And they follow in the style of Ella Fitzgerald and Bessie Smith. So they've been on BBC recently. They're kind of a big deal. It's a late night. It's a departure from my normal family lineup. But those of you, put the kids to bed, get a babysitter, and come on out at 10 o'clock, Bradfordville Blues Club, for Toots Lorraine.
I like it. Sounds
I like
good.
It, too.
Uh-huh.
I'll see if we can make it. We have some family
Toots
in who
Lorraine.
Would love it. They're from Vegas, so they're used to staying up all night.
Hmm.
Also, this was really interesting. I've never read anything about this happening. Lake Ella by the Tables in the Shade. It's just south of Black Dog Cafe.
Uh-huh.
It's tomorrow from 9:30 to about noon. 9:30 is your check-in. The picture gets taken at 10, and the picture is to get in the second annual Guinness Book of World Records, trying to make history and set a new world record for World Hepatitis Day.
Huh.
So come pose for the group photograph. It's going to be fun. They're going to do a see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. So I can't wait to see everybody doing their monkey poses. Did you know that nearly 5 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C, but 4 million don't even know it?
Really?
And the last thing I thought was interesting is around the world last year, 12,588 people helped participate in group photos to try to beat the Guinness World Record. I don't think it happened, so they're doing it again this year. And they urge you to get vaccinated for Hep A and B and tested for C.
Okay.
It isn't a death sentence if you catch it.
Okay. So we've been given notice.
Been given notice. That's my serious part for today. So
all right.
On to fun.
Yes.
Now, this is coming up Monday the 29th, and it's actually every Monday, but I'd never mentioned it. Booze and Brains Bar Trivia with Hank.
Ah.
5 rounds, 50 questions, and they say many compete, but few excel. Oh. So if you're a big trivia buff, go on out to Mockingbird Cafe in Midtown. It runs again from 10 to midnight, but they'll be covering rock stars to cars and cult movies and current events. And it's a good, fun time. You win prizes and you compete and see how much you know about trivia.
So wait a minute now. What's the premise here? I'm at the bar. And I'm
you
drinking
booze,
shots with the bartender?
You have booze, you have brains, and the shots lead you to being especially creative in the answering trivia questions.
Yeah, see, that doesn't usually happen with
me. It empowers you to think that you know the answers, but either way, it's entertainment for all.
Especially if you get me in front of a karaoke mic. It's not pretty.
I don't think that's on our schedule
week.
No. Okay. I figured the booze and brains bar trivia was my silliest entry,
certainly,
but a
is
lot
curious,
of fun.
Yes.
So that's every Monday at Mockingbird.
That'll be fine, thank you.
Now, next weekend, they're having a trash dance, and I thought, you know, that's not really necessarily right for all my listeners. And then I started reading into it, and I'm a geek, so I thought it was interesting. On Friday, August 2nd, at 6 p.m. at All Saints Cinema on Railroad Avenue, there's a filmmaker who's followed a choreographer around, and she has gotten city sanitation workers on their daily routes to listen, learn this dance performance. And so it's almost like a flash mob of sanitation workers.
How cool.
You know, I think it's cool. Again, people are probably saying, what? My husband said, what? But I think it's funny to think of how they go about their daily business, because if they didn't, and in areas where they go on strike, you can see the results. So the idea that we put them to music, I think, is pretty cool. So that is Friday, August 2nd at 6.
Trash Dancers.
Trash Dance.
Ah, Trash Dance.
It's a film. It's an independent film.
As opposed to River Dance. Understood.
But there may be some trash people who can do River Dance. We'll see.
That would be
fun. In any event, It's a group we admire. They take good care of us. How fun to see them having fun.
Okay, then.
All right, so that's Friday, August 2nd. So the next day, there's a summer arts festival featuring artists and their work in the gardens. And that's at McClay Gardens. So if you haven't gone by and seen McClay, we're looking for free, fun things to do for the summer. It's a small amount for a carload of folks to come into McClay from 9 to 5. And it's a great way to get out and let the kids play in the park while you're getting a little culture.
I like it. Culture's good.
We like culture.
Oh, boy.
And artist Julie Guyett will be hosting a trunk show. And she has some really unique pieces. And she's a local artist. So I just really liked the idea that you could come Sunday, August 4th in Midtown.
Yes.
From 11 to 1. You pay for brunch. You meet a bunch of people you haven't seen in a while. You see some art. And you hang out and celebrate their anniversary.
Well, there you
We're
go.
Real happy they're sticking around.
I like this. See, folks? Business. See what's going on around town? And it's all because we know that Dina is our maven of social activity and has kept us in the loop. So don't be complaining to us that you didn't know what was going on. Dina Talks Tally right here at Tallahassee Talks. Dina,
I'll see you around.
We love it. Thank you so much.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts, 656-8800. Give us a call.
So we're talking with Buddy Holzhauser here this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
We have you here all to ourselves for this next hour, and we're glad you've made time available to us. It's, I'm sure for you, a little bit of a departure from your daily routine. Tell us what that's like. What do you do from day to day to help this great organization? Folks, we're talking about Rainbow Rehab Incorporated and Buddy Holzhauser, who is one of the directors. But you've done a lot with the organization prior to your current status, but and we'll get into that. What do you do now? What's this all about?
Well, right now, we are trying to finish up our most recent project, which is rehabbing a townhouse for sale to a low-income family. And right now, I've been trying to finish the thing up with money we have available. Touch painting, finishing up the landscaping, getting the air conditioning working, getting the appliances delivered and installed. We have a buyer for our most recent project. We are working towards a closing at the end of August, and it's crunch time.
There you go. Yeah, down to the wire. So for folks who don't know what this organization does, Rainbow Rehab, give us the thumbnail. What's the mission here?
Okay. Well, Rainbow Rehab was founded in 1989 by a young lady named Ann Hingst. Her objective was two or threefold, really, to provide affordable housing for low-income families, and at the same time to try to eliminate some of the blight in the local neighborhoods, rundown houses that have been occupied by tenants or as a drug place or so forth, that are just ugly and nobody wants them around. She sees this old house and sees something that perhaps in the future, if done right, could be something of beauty. So she wanted to improve the neighborhoods. We are on our 12th house. We are a very small, all-volunteer organization. 12 houses in, 15 years? A little bit less than a house every 2 years. So we are very, very small. But we are very proud of our product.
And the mission then is designed not only to get this house in livable condition, but then to make it available to a low-income family.
Right.
And do they end up purchasing the house?
Exactly.
Yeah. put so the they're house, not just tenants then, they're owners.
No. Owners, right. To put the house in livable condition, but not only that, to make it attractive.
Yes.
And energy efficient.
Ah. And in today's economy, of course, efficiency is probably the most critical piece to that. So how do you find the houses that you rehab? Where does that start?
Well, that's changed over time. Kind of ebb and flow of the housing industries changed how we go about doing that. There was a time when somebody wanted to do something with a lot. It had an old house on it. Mm. They would give us the old house to move it somewhere else and to rehab it.
Uh-huh.
25 years ago, you could move a structure very cheaply in town. You can't really do that anymore.
I see.
Now we look for old houses that often air property that have been abandoned for a period
so
of time.
So you get in your car and kind of drive around?
Exactly.
And, huh.
The city will give us a list of houses that they have a history of code violations of care premises and so forth that have been abandoned. Huh. We might contact the owner. Occasionally, we will have a someone who, again, air property. They want to get rid of the property. They will offer to sell it real cheap or donate it to someone. Our current house, for instance, was empty for about 10 years. The owner finally decided he just wanted to get rid of it. He gave it to Habitat for Humanity.
Well,
Habitat for Humanity doesn't rehab houses. They build houses from scratch. So they sold it to us at a bargain price.
Oh, that's cool. So that's interesting then. This is not a brand new house. This is a house that's been rehabbed. That's what makes you different, we might say, or at least one of the things different between what you do and Habitat for Humanity. And there may be structural differences too to the organization, but at least in terms of your starting point, you're taking an existing house that's been abandoned or is uninhabitable and bringing that back.
Back, exactly.
So who are those people that do all this work? Are you guys volunteers? Are you paid? How does this happen?
You know, we're no one's paid. We're all volunteers. We all have a passion for housing, a passion for making things better than they were. Ann, for instance, is a retired psychologist. She's still active in the organization.
Right.
We have a gentleman who was an Air Force career and teaching at Emory Riddle, and he dedicates a great deal of his time. We have a young man that right now that was a career planner with the city. He retired recently, and he gives us about 9 hours a week. We have a group on our board that are from all segments of the community that dedicate a small or large amount of time, as much as they can, to our mission.
And are they involved in some kind of fundraising in addition to the work you're doing? Or how does that go?
We do very little fundraising. We perhaps should do more, but we just don't have the resources for it. We get donations from time to time from individuals or from groups or companies in town.
Mm-hmm.
Or small grants from local organizations or from national foundations. But for the most part, we started off with seed money that Ann Hinkst and her husband provided, and we roll that over as a revolving fund.
Is that Emory Hinkst, pastor?
That's Ann's husband, yes.
Yeah. Is he still pastoring? I know he was.
He's retired, but he does it part-time.
Yeah. If I recall, he was at
St. Stephen's
for many, many years.
Right.
Well known to the community, both of them.
Right. And Rainbow is loosely associated with St. Stephen's. We still have our mailbox there, for instance.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, St. Stephen's Lutheran Church up there on John Knox and Meridian.
Right.
Yeah. Well, isn't that interesting? So here you have folks like Ann Hinkst who get a vision, have an idea about how to, we'll call it rehab or recycle existing structures, bring those back to life, and make them available then for sale to a low-income family. Mm-hmm. How do those families get in touch with you, or how do you find them?
Okay. Usually they are referred to us through the Tallahassee Lenders Consortium, which is another nonprofit in town that brings prospective homeowners together with local banks, and they provide down payment assistance and so forth through various state and federal programs.
Yeah.
It's really the same place that Habitat gets many of their buyers from, Tallahassee Lenders Consortium. Occasionally, we will luck up, like we did in this particular case, And one of the houses we built rehab several years ago, someone was walking down the street just as I was putting their for sale sign out front, and they liked it, and they came in and looked at it and ended up buying it. This house.
And you said, wait, let me get my sign in here first.
This house, funny story, the city inspector that came by to look at the house, kind of a light bulb went off, and he said, hey, somebody's working for me. I know their daughter is looking
look
for
that.
A house to buy.
Look at that.
She called me that afternoon. She looked at it, and she's going to be buying it from us.
How cool is that? Well, very cool. And you told me this earlier. This all started back when?
1989.
And you're doing about one or two houses every, or a house every 2 years, I think you said is about the ratio.
We'd love to do it more than that, but we just don't have the resources.
So you need, what are those resources? People, like, mostly, huh? Just getting more people involved, or what?
Not so much. We get groups from FSU and FAMU and TCC and even local high schools that come and help us out. And we have I have a core group of half dozen to a dozen people that are retired that work on our houses. But recently, for the last 5 or 6 years, our problem has been money. We are a housing, we're in the housing industry, and we had the same problems that the rest of the housing industry had. Huh. There was a time when we could buy an old house really, really cheap, rehab it nicely, still have a low amount of money in it, sell it at a below market price, and still make a small profit that would go towards our relatively small operating costs. Mm. We could revolve those funds into the next house. We can't do that anymore.
Well, folks, see, just like the rest of us, these good people with Rainbow Rehab are dealing with some of the same economic constraints that face us all. And we've got a good man here, Buddy Holzhauser, who's joined us, one of the directors for Rainbow Rehab Incorporated. As we learn about the work that this organization is doing to help low-income families to reclaim those houses that are otherwise uninhabitable or maybe have been abandoned and put those back to life and get the right people in those homes. What a great work. We're glad you're with us. Stay tuned.
Hey, Magnolia.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but, you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
Buddy Holzhauser here. Rainbow Rehab Incorporated is the topic. And Buddy, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? You have so many things you could be doing with your time. You're a young man. You got your whole future ahead of you, and you're volunteering your time, taking old houses and making them new, and then trying to find people who can buy them and move on. How did this get started for you?
Well, I wish I were a young man, but I'm not anymore.
Oh, come on.
I retired from the city back in 1998. And I tell you, if you're going to retire, you absolutely have to have a plan for how you're going to spend your time. That was my first retirement.
Word of wisdom from the man who knows. Okay.
There have been two since. You've got to have something that you have some passion for and that gives you satisfaction to fill your hours. I retired most recently from the city of Pensacola in 2005.
And what did you do for them? Sorry to interrupt. What did you do for them?
City traffic engineer.
Okay.
Some friends of mine here had worked with Rainbow Rehab in the past. They knew that there was a need for some leadership, and they knew also that I needed something to fill my time. So they got us together, and that's where
you were
started.
Hanging out at their house. It was like, buddy, you got to find something to do. Okay. So you get involved with the organization, and they made you a director? I mean, kind of, here are the keys. Well, let us know how we can help.
No, I came on as a director, and we are not a 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay, we can make charitable contributions.
Oh, absolutely.
Write you a check.
Absolutely.
Okay, make it out, too.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Make it out to Rainbow
Cash Rehab. Cash check, American Express. Either way, it doesn't matter, right? Okay. Yeah.
They asked me to come on and be on the board and to perhaps take a leadership role. We had a part-time executive director at the time, but that wasn't working out. We had to eliminate that position, and that left all of the duties of running a small corporation to kind of me. I was the one that had the free time and. Became the executive director and trying to move the program forward, and it occupies a quarter of my time perhaps during the week, but it's interesting and challenging and gives me some satisfaction.
Well, in that sense, tell us about that. What is it about it that is the most satisfying part, would you say? What is it that you find most rewarding?
Well, our primary goal is to provide housing for low-income families, so I get a kick out of the smile on our buyers' faces when we have a closing and I turn over the keys.
Yeah.
I also enjoy turning something that's ugly in a neighborhood into something that is attractive and efficient. Get satisfaction out of that.
Yeah.
Our third goal is to provide meaningful volunteer opportunities for people in town.
Interesting.
You've been in Tallahassee for a while. You're aware of the fact that there are enormous numbers of people in Tallahassee who want to volunteer their time for things they believe in.
Yep.
We have groups from local colleges, a high school, retired people, churches, and so forth that come out and work for us. And we like to make sure the volunteer experience they have is worthwhile and enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I get satisfaction out of seeing kids having fun, tearing things up.
How cool. How cool is that? Yeah, that's right. Build a beautiful house and then watch the kids come in and trash it in an afternoon. Yeah, no, just kidding. So you are not a Tallahassee native. You were originally from where?
Well, my hometown is Charlotte, North Carolina.
I went
to college in South Carolina at Clemson. Okay. I've been here since 1976.
Okay. But had done a stint over there in Pensacola working for the city. Is that what?
After my career with the Tallahassee, I worked for the city of Tallahassee for 22 years.
I got you. Okay. What'd you do for them? Same thing?
I started off as a city traffic engineer. Yep. My last 8 years, I was the growth management director.
So that affords you a little bit of help, I would think, professionally speaking, in as much as you know how the county operates, how the city operates, growth management issues, right? So you had that sort of familiarity and background. Did that aid you in being able to help move this thing forward?
I think so.
Yeah.
And the contacts and the people that I've met over the years.
Yep. Knowing who to talk to and how to get that done. And, hey, boss, we can't seem to figure out how to plug these two things together.
I like to think that's helped a little.
Well, that's good to know. So, see, folks, if you're working for city, state, county, doesn't mean that that's the end of the line for you. You take those skills that you've learned or are learning or have available to you now, and, gosh, you too could be a part of something as exciting and rewarding as Rainbow Rehab. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Buddy Holzhauser, who, for his part, it sounds like has been the chief cook and bottle washer and the cheerleader and has made his talents and time available to this organization that very simply looks for houses. And for your part, it seems to me this has been notable to have, what did you say, 12, 13 houses that you've got, guys have rehabbed in the course of your work together.
Yeah, well, make sure everybody understands. I've only been with this organization for 7 years now.
Well, we don't want to give you more credit than you're due. I appreciate that. Folks, you're not only dealing with a very passionate and devoted individual, but a man who insists on being humble about his achievements. We're going to try to fix that. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. Glad you've tuned in. By the way, if you have a topic in mind for us, you can always email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Time now for Events in a Minute with Lexi Bellastreri and Sonia Jovetic, brought to you by The Printery, where color copies start as low as 36 cents. Lexi?
Today from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., get on out to Ponce de Leon Park for Downtown Marketplace. Every week, Downtown Marketplace features fresh-grown produce and organic items for those of you who like your food hormone and pesticide-free. Also, come out to enjoy some local music and arts and crafts for the kids. Admission is free. Also this morning from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is Saturday in the Park at Lake Ella. This week, join our musical guest Bodega Bob for some tunes. Several local vendors will be setting up food trucks so you can dance and stuff your face. That sounds like my kind of Saturday.
If you're looking for even more family-friendly fun, come to the Gathering Place this Thursday for family night. They serve awesome coffee, drinks, snacks, desserts, and $1 slushies for the kids. Every Friday and Saturday night, they feature live music from local musicians starting at 7 p.m.
This Friday at 7 p.m., the Florida State University College of Motion Picture Arts will be presenting its Master of Fine Arts Writers Showcase. Come out and prepare to be dazzled by a series of short plays written by the FSU Film School MFA students. This is a once-a-year event and very exciting, as I know and I have worked with many of the students involved. I will tell you that they are very talented and deserve to have their work seen this Friday. And why not? I mean, admission's free. The event will be at the Nancy Fichter Dance Theater, located in the Montgomery Gym at FSU.
Finally, for all you athletes out there, the Tate's Hell Track Club is sponsoring St. George Island 5K Race and Mile Fun Run on August 10th. Admission is between $10 and $30 and is happening at the St. George Island Lighthouse Park. Race day on-site registration will begin at 3, and the fun race begins at 6, and the 5K at 6:30. Proceeds will benefit the Franklin County Humane Society. So go run. Run for all. Run for all the puppies and kitties.
For more events, check out our website at TallahasseeTalks.com/calendar. These are your events in a minute. For Tallahassee Talks, I'm Lexi Bellastreri.
And I'm Sonia Jovetic.
We were faced with a very difficult situation. It was horrible. The trauma scene was bad enough, and it involved hazardous material. When we contacted Associated Services, it was so reassuring. They put together a team for us immediately and stayed in contact with us even though we were 3 hours away.
We get a lot of those kind of calls, but this one somehow was different. What really stuck was the confusion in her voice.
They were available to answer all our questions and provide additional help throughout the entire ordeal. They were right there, compassionate, professional, even months after completing the job. Associated Services, I would trust them with any job, regardless of scale.
Since 1975, Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, experts in dealing with mold, water, fire, and biohazard cleanup, experienced in dealing with people. Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, online at associatedsvs.com.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, talking with Buddy Holzhauser here this morning. Rainbow Rehab Incorporated. That's kind of a neat sounding name too. Rainbow Rehab. What is the idea of rainbow? Was that Ann's thought? Was that her creation?
That was Ann's thought, and it doesn't come from where you might think it would come from. Huh. Some people, mind, depending on your age, you say rainbow, you think about gay and lesbian issues. Uh-huh. Some people think about racial issues.
Yeah.
In Anne's mind, when the name came up, it came from the fact that there is a rainbow, there is hope in the future, that that things can be bright when they're not necessarily right now.
Yes, and God set a rainbow in the heavens.
Exactly.
Yeah. As a reminder that there is hope and a promise to provide for us. Well, that's a very poignant way of referring to this rainbow rehab. So let's keep that in mind. And you're saying that the real inspiration for you, too, has come from those that work with you. The people who are serving on your board, they are the folks that you draw from. Do you find them I mean, do you have those days when you kind of take your clipboard and throw it against the wall and think, you know what, I am done with this? And then how does that work? Do you go back to those folks and say, I'm out, I quit, you know, or do you help each other, I guess?
You sound like you've been in my mind.
No, just been in your place.
there have been a long series of dedicated people who have worked on the Rainbow Board over the years.
Mm.
Again, like I said before, they give as much time as they can. For the most part, they are still working people, sure, and they have families. We have a core of about 10 active directors right now, and often they are out there on Saturday morning with a paintbrush or with a scrub brush and helping us out. We have other volunteers who are not on the board necessarily, but have been with us for years, and they're dedicated to the cause, and they enjoy coming out and working also.
Yeah.
So it's not a one-person thing. It's a group activity, and it can't be done without the whole group.
So do you all get along well? Do you get after each other? I mean, somebody drops a hammer on somebody's foot and storms off. I mean, we're still dealing with the human variable here.
Oh, sure. We have fun, but we also argue and we debate and we solve the world problems while we're out there with our hammers in our hands. Yeah, we have a good time.
Do you have folks who are professional contractors? I mean, you have a background, we'll say, in engineering, but you weren't a general contractor at any point in your life, were you?
No.
Okay.
We have a general contractor on our board. He has been on board for many years, much longer than I have, Mark Worley of Worley Construction Company.
Oh, yes.
He is the one that provides our expertise and provides general supervision over our construction activities. He's the person that pulls our permits for us. I have a couple of people who have just, over the years, they may have worked in manual construction type trades, but they just learned things by working with Habitat for Humanity or working on projects around their own house, and they know pretty much about what's going on about sheetrock work and carpentry and so forth.
So if I am not a skilled laborer, let's say, but I certainly like the idea of helping families and working in an organization like this, could I come and volunteer my time?
Absolutely. And that's what most of our workforce is. We've got lots of things that we can have people with that are unskilled in any particular trade busy with, painting, raking, sweeping, doing demolition, of course. Lots and lots of activities that unskilled people can do, and we welcome them.
Do you have a theme song for your organization?
I don't think we have a theme song, no.
Okay, so Carl's looking at me like, this better be good. Where are you going with this? So no, I mean, I just had the song, the Peter, Paul, and Mary thing, If I Had a Hammer.
Sure, I guess that's it.
No, okay. Okay, that's all, folks. I'm done. I'm out. You know, if you think about it, though, there is a kind of melody. Ooh, boy, watch this segue. A kind of song that goes on in organizations of this nature, it seems to me. We move from day to day, week to week, year to year, doing the work that we do. And if we don't maintain that sort of, if you want to call it a song or a chant or a mantra, something that we recite to ourselves. You know, this is our mission. This is why we're here. This is how it works. This is what we do. Here's who we're serving. Do you articulate that among each other, with one another, among yourselves, where perhaps you go off for a meeting of some kind or a retreat, or, you know, we gather at somebody's house to sit back and say, what the heck are we doing? You know, do you have those moments where you sort of revive a little bit and even do some rehab on your own selves?
Sure, we do. And we always keep in mind that our main goal is to provide housing for low-income and working-class families that can't afford market prices in today's market. We're distracted from time to time by the business side of the organization. We can't do anything without a little bit of money. But we keep ourselves going by the fact that, down the road, we're going to be able to provide housing for somebody that perhaps couldn't otherwise afford it. And that's our goal and that's our aim.
And so that little bit of money is, we'll call it what, the seed money that you need in order to go out and buy an air conditioning unit or to pay the fees for the permits. Is that the basic operational cost you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said before, there was a time when we could buy a house really, really cheap, do a good job of rehab it, sell it, make a below market, make a small profit, use that profit for our operating expenses, and revolve the rest of the money into the next house. Huh. Can't do that.
So, I mean, in that regard, I wonder how well you're known among the, we'll call it the building supply community. I mean, among folks out there who are the suppliers, do they know you by first name? Or they are you on their list kind of thing? Or is that something you have to kind of push forward every time you get into a project and try to work them in your direction? Or,
well, we're not big enough to be known that well, and since we only build one house every couple of years, we don't have that kind of exposure.
You're down in the trenches there. Well, all right, folks, we need to fix that. Okay, so this is my request of you. And I don't ask a lot of you, do I? Huh? I ask you to tune in every Saturday morning, listen to the show, learn a little bit about what's going on around town. Now I'm asking you to do me a favor. I need you to look at yourself and ask if you can volunteer your time. Can you write this guy a check? Do you know a building supplier or a contractor, somebody who might be willing to donate material or lend a hand? Get him some leverage. I mean, this poor little guy is over here just doing the best he can. Let's buy him some new pencils, for heaven's sakes. I think this is a great work. I think it needs to be celebrated. And you've been at it for all of these years as an organization. Why not? Why can't we throw a little bit more in your direction and get it talking? Start talking to people at your church, your synagogue, wherever you are on a regular basis among people who care, and see if we can help this guy out just so he doesn't have to retire again and find another career for himself, because we don't want him to get bored after all. Buddy Holzhauser, thank you, sir. What a pleasure.
Thank you, Brian. It's been my pleasure.
Glad to have you with us. The organization again, Rainbow Rehab Incorporated. There must be a website, huh?
There is a website, rainbowrehab.org.
Guys, that's so simple. Rainbowrehab.org. I bet you if you go there, you'll find their theme song or a manifesto, some kind of mission statement. You should take that and share it with a neighbor, a friend, maybe your pastor. Get involved. Let's help this organization do more of what they do so well. Rainbowrehab.org is the website. Buddy Holzhauser, our guest. We're just plumb out of time. Folks, thanks for being with us. Be sure to stay tuned following this, the Deep South Outdoor Review. You can find us online at TallahasseeTalks.com. We'll be looking for you. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.